2015 was all year record year in all respects. We were breaking 1 degree warming level, and 2016 was record year. We were breaking all time highest temperature record, and we are now 1.5 degree above the situation in the 19th century. And we were also having highest concentrations of three main greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane and nitrous oxide, and the sea level rise continued. We were reaching about 20 centimeters sea level rise, and we saw also quite unusual patterns of sea ice both in the Arctic and Antarctica. So far we have been melting more than 70% of the ice mass in the Arctic.
What are the causes and the impacts of this general warming trend?
It's showing that the science that we were publishing already 20 years ago was showing that once we increase the amount of greenhouse gases, especially carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere, we will see this kind of warming trend, and it's going to be largest in the high latitude sites like in the Arctic. And the impact of this is that we have seen more often heat waves in some parts of the world. For example, last summer we were breaking 54 degrees centigrade record in Kuwait, and there was also unusually warm summer in Australia. They were also breaking all the records there. And then we have also seen increasing amount of tropical storms, most severe tropical storms, and these tropical storms have been causing problems for human beings. They have been destroying buildings and have been also causing human life losses in places like Vanuatu, for example, or Fiji. And then we have seen changes in the rainfall patterns, and that means that drought is getting more severe in some parts of the world, and at the moment we are having crises in Somalia, Yemen, South Sudan. At the same time we have seen in some other parts of the world severe flooding.
In what way does the World Meteorological Organization help, or what way is it trying to help address issues like drought and flooding and the humanitarian impacts?
We have these national meteorological and hydrological services in all of our 191 member countries, and they are very much giving these early warnings to various customers and various users in their countries. And the less developed countries, they typically are not so well prepared, and their skills are not as advanced as is the case in developed countries. WMO serves as a platform to transfer the good know-how from developed countries like European countries, North American countries, Japan, China, Australia, to less developed countries, and there's a great need for improvement of the weather forecast and climate service forecast skills in most of our member countries. This kind of early warning services, they are also very powerful way to adapt to climate change. We have to adapt to it, because this negative trend in climate will continue for the coming 50 years, and if we are successful with the mitigation from 2060s on, we would see stabilization of this negative trend. So there's a need for paying attention to climate adaptation and investments in the early warning services. They are very powerful way to adapt to climate change.
2016 is one of the hottest years on record. How does that fit into the climate summit held in Paris, the agreement that they made? Are we on track?
The countries who signed Paris Agreement and ratified it, they at the same time signed very ambitious plan to mitigate climate change, and if we want to reach these numbers, 1.5 degree warming or 2 degrees warming, we should start acting very soon. We should start changing our energy construction system, and these renewable energy sources are now highly attractive also from financial point of view, for example solar and wind. And then in the traffic system we should go fairly rapidly to less fossil fuel based traffic solutions, and then third component is related to the food and diet that we are having, and the transition to more vegetable based economy would be also beneficial for the climate. So we have these technical means and economic means to change our system to reach this 1.5 to 2 degree target, but we should start acting more rapidly than what is happening. We should really start acting sooner if we are serious with the climate mitigation.